office. Of course, the governor made the decision that along with the Department of Public Department of Human Service, to do this a year ago, and without getting legislative approval or asking the legislature to make any kind of legal change to do it. So, but it's all driven by the fact that 4 years ago we expanded who was eligible for Medicaid, and in that expansion, before that, you had certain rules that you had to fit the bill to be eligible for it. But after we expanded it, that eligibility became much easier, and so we have a lot of able-bodied people now on Medicaid that we didn't have before. And unfortunately, I didn't vote for that change back in 2013 because I was afraid that the most vulnerable people, the disabled that needed the help the most, would probably not get it. And that's just exactly what happened over time after we expanded it, that it was becoming such a heavy burden on the state budget that it was starting to make it hard to budget for schools. And everybody else's budget has been frozen, basically, for those 4 years since then. So the managed care, the MCOs, they're called, which stands for Managed Care Organizations, were asked to bid on the right to manage the care of Medicaid patients in Iowa. And originally there were four companies that fit the bill, and then one of them was found some irregularities, and they were eliminated. So we have three current, the MCOs are really just insurance companies that are handling the care of everybody in Medicaid. So the fear was that these are private companies now that are doing that they would be having high profits, and the state's money would be going for profit to insurance companies rather than helping the poor. You follow that?
Yeah, definitely.
So the Oversight Committee is mostly concerned with not allowing those three MCOs to make more than, I think the limit is 12.5%. They're supposed to spend 87.5%, if I remember the numbers correctly, on care. And how did they do the first 3 months? Well, they lost money, so they spent more than that on care for Iowans. And is it normal for them to lose money? How does a private entity lose money and stay in business? Well, that's where Oversight keeps monitoring that on a quarterly basis to see that they're not absconding with state money, but not providing the service that we want them to provide. Well, all the three companies we have are doing that at this point, and they're all companies that have been in this game for a long time in other states. But when Iowa did it, we jumped in with both feet. Normally, this was a much slower process than what it's been in this last 3 months. So there's been a lot of learning as far as how you bill, what you can bill for, how you fill out the forms, who's eligible, who isn't. Doctors had to sign up in contract. Hospitals had to sign up in contract with one or two or all three of these insurance companies. And to get through all of that, it was delayed, if you remember. It was supposed to start January 1st.
Yes,
it ended
yes.
up starting April 1st.
Yep.
So there's an important role in oversight because we're the monitoring process that makes sure that the money doesn't, that their profits aren't more than 87 or